Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 9. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
God saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that the imagination of his heart was evil continually. Now, this is a setting up of something that's in and out. Okay, this is the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis. Pretty soon after this, the flood happens, and you don't hear any more about this unusual scenario we have here. Sons of God. Who are these sons of God? And what are they doing with the daughters of men? And you really have to keep reading in the scriptures. And you'd read through the histories. And after you got past a lot of Israel's history, you'd come across a book called Job. And the Bible tells us in Job chapter 1 verse 6 that now there was a day when the sons of God, oh, there they are, the sons of God, they came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them. And the Bible says also in Job chapter 38, that was chapter 1, but God's dressing down Job after he's gone through his trials, and he was getting ready to bring him up out of the pit that he had been in for quite some time. And he says, Job, you need to stand down for a minute and let me talk, okay, because you've been talking a little bit too much. And he says to Job, were you there when this morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? And so you begin to see these sons of God are actually angels. See, Satan's there and they're going into the throne room of God and they're coming and going. You begin to ask yourself, well, how can that be? I mean, the devil is not in heaven, isn't he? If you look at chapter 12 of Revelation, it says this, I heard a loud voice saying in verse 10, it says, now is salvation come and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down. This is after the dragon's cast down. And the Bible says, who accused them before our God day and night? He's in there and he's coming and going to the throne room of God even as we speak. And he's got you on his mind. He wants to go in and tell him what you did yesterday. He's in there accusing. And what's great is, 1 John tells us, we have an advocate with the Father. Okay, so every time the prosecutor, the devil, comes in and begins to cast aspersions against you, some cast his arrows, Jesus stands up and says, my wounds have taken care of him, and he's one of mine. And this accuser of the brethren, you know, maybe gets a little footing sometimes if we find ourselves denying God and so forth. So I'm giving you a little backstory about what's going on. This pit is very interesting, isn't it? The bottomless pit's been opened. The Bible says a whole lot of locust-like critters come out of this thing. And I'm trying to set before you what these are. Well, the Bible says number one thing they did is what? They went in under the daughters of men. So their children spawned in this unholy union. Well, this is where I would refer you to Jude 5. Jude is speaking, I will therefore put you in remembrance. Though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved his people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, sons of God, saw the daughters of men, and the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Now that's a lot to put your mind around. Write it down somewhere, Jude verse 5. And he goes down to verse 7, but what he says here to us is that God put angels in chains. And he put them there and had them on reserve for a great judgment day at the end of verse 6. And then it says what the judgment was about, because it was just like Sodom and Gomorrah that went after strange flesh. So who are the sons of God that went under the daughters of men and spawned giants and men of renown? Well, they're angelic beings who went after strange flesh, just like Sodom and Gomorrah. And Sodom and Gomorrah, by the way, people say the New Testament doesn't say anything about homosexuality in God's opinion. Verse 7 is the verse that is probably as profound as it gets, setting aside Romans 1. Okay, there you got it very clearly. But if you had to have others, this would be another one of great power. The Bible says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example suffering vengeance of eternal fire. So if somebody's caught up in homosexuality, you need to run to Jesus. You're just like a fornicator. You're just like a thief. You're just like a striker, a railer. You've got sin just like everybody else does. God doesn't discriminate. All people sin. The soul that sins, it will die. And the wages of sin is death. And God said, I just want you to know that that is an all-consuming sin that will get you a little bit what we call delirious. And so what we see here is he says, I'm setting forth something very profound. I'm bringing fire and brimstone from heaven on this. So you'll know that that's what you'll experience if you go into eternity without that sin forgiven. Run to Jesus, please. There's no hate here. We're all sinners. People have different varieties of sin. But sin is what damns, and we need to get out of it. And Jesus is the only way out of it. So what we see in 2 Peter 2:4, the Bible says, for if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Again, Peter and Jude both say about these angels reserved for a judgment day, and they're in chains. Okay, we have a context. So I know I'm taking some who've never read those passages back there in Job and all that. And I wanted you to see who these entities are that are in verse 1 of chapter 9. The Bible says, the fifth angel sounded, I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. If you would reference in your margin there, Revelation 12, 7 and 9, the Bible says there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was there found place any more in heaven for the dragon. And the Bible says he was the great dragon who was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth and his angels were cast out with him. It is imperative that we know the Word of God. We're looking at the field manual for the tribulation, and what's happening right here is this world right now is filled with people who worship the devil. They don't even know it, but they do. They follow stuff. They're all talking about the force be with you, and they're using vernacular, and many of them are mindlessly doing it, and all the things from the movies and all of the magic, and they do Harry Potter and all of that. It has no dominion over the believer. You're just sitting there, and you know, you can be entertained with some stories, but some of this stuff is really evil. And the world itself is looking at it, and they're taking it in, and they're starting to live in accordance with it. We dress our children up like Harry Potter and give him a wand, and there's witches shows on Disney and all of this stuff. And what I'm saying is, the devil had one goal from the beginning. I will be like the Most High. And he's been accusing you and me since the time Jesus went up and took us all into his presence, absent from the body, present with the Lord, captivity led captive, all of that stuff. Now he's cast down. Much of what we're going to see in chapter 12 is parenthetical, but here we see it said when it happens. And the Bible says that he has a key to the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And when you read that word smoke, it has the idea certainly of smoke, but it has the idea also of a swarm going on here. That's the whole point of the locust. So there's smoke down there because of the fire, but there's also so many locusts. The Bible says, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as scorpions of the earth have power. Now, it's an interesting thing to ponder what we're dealing with here. If you're talking about the devil, and you're talking about his angels, and you're talking about how many there were, it's chapter 12 that tells us that the devil took a third of the angels with him. Now, that really doesn't help us, because we don't know how many there were to begin with. However, if you go to Revelation 5:11, the Bible says, and I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of those angels was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. That's quite a bit. OK, now these are the good guys. OK, these are what's left. So I don't know how you get a third of this, but I'm telling you this. that if you have this many demons coming out, that it's like a locust swarm, then you're looking at some pretty serious critters coming out of here. I have given you the title of this section, The Worst of the Worst. This is the worst of the worst. And they're manifestly coming out, just like they were manifestly, listen to me, manifestly present in Genesis chapter 6. These people on earth are going to be subjected to what they've been dancing with all along. They're flirting with it. Sometimes they will even find themselves praying to the devil. You say, well, does that happen? Well, I can tell you it does, because when I was a wandering child, I would say, you know, just please give me this. Why can't this happen? And it was bad stuff. And I don't even know who I was talking to, but I kind of did. And I didn't go around and get in a coven and hold hands and, you know, draw pentagrams. I just was wanting things to happen and move. And I knew it. And this generation is just like that. You may recall the song. Many of you are old enough to remember it, by the Rolling Stones. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. And what's troubling you is the nature of my game. He says, I was around when Jesus Christ had his time of fame, maybe shame. I can't remember it all now, but the title of the song is Sympathy for the Devil. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Now, that's just one. And all of those songs back there in those days of the 70s and the 80s, they call it classic rock now. But they're still, to this very day, very much on the front burner of people's minds. Lost young people are still listening to that music and enjoying it in the insidious way that we did. And I say to you that these demons are coming out. And you know what the funny thing is? You've often heard people say, well, I just think I'll just go to hell where all my friends are. We'll have a party down there. Well, pay attention to what he says. The Bible says in verse 3 that there came out of this pit locusts. And the locusts had power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And in verse 4 it says, and it was commanded them to not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, those people who did not have the seal. It says that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. Now, this is not talking about only people who have the mark of the beast at this point. That hasn't been introduced. What we're seeing here is people who are not yet saved. Go with me now. This whole tribulation thing, really the beauty of it is, chapter 7, a multitude come out of the tribulation. They get saved. What's happening is people who are not saved are people who are not sealed. Okay? So everybody who's not sealed or saved yet during the tribulation are subjected to these demonic hordes. And they come out and they begin to persecute, torment these people. The important thing to note is the word torment literally is the word basanismos. Has at its core the word basis. It means it's like a strike stone, many times be used to test the purity of gold or silver. You have some gold, you hit the gold, and you see if there's anything under there. Listen, a person can fake being a Christian during the tribulation because they're like scared, but if they haven't come across the line yet, they're going to be clearly not sealed, and the demons will jump all over them. Okay, so it's that. But it's also for everybody who's maybe thought about going to be with the people of God who are getting their heads chopped off, because that's the implement of choice in that day, is beheading. And those people are going to have to give their lives. Listen to me, a multitude are coming out, which no man could number. I'm talking about people dying as martyrs, because there will be no other option.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.